Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Ruben Malega is a spokesperson for the Public Servants Association of South Africa. Joins me on the line now. Ruben, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa and listeners of 702. Thank you.
Are you anticipating that there will be a major shutdown and strike? We also have news this morning that the government has rejected nearly all the public sector union's double-digit pay hike demands, demonstrating, of course, its commitment to keep the ballooning wage bill in check. Are these major shutdowns and strikes because government is refusing to heed to the various unions' demands?
No. Today's strike, that's today, is a strike in SARS. We have been engaged in SARS since last year, October. The public sector one is not yet a strike action. We are still engaged in the KCBC. We actually going to be engaging the employer again on the 31st of May in the KCBC. So today's strike is also a lunchtime picket. Will start in SARS for today and tomorrow, but a full-blown strike will commence on Wednesday.
All right, so the pickets today and tomorrow are going to be where?
In all workplaces of SARS, the ports of entries, the offices like here in Pretoria, Groenkloof, Lerae, in Alberton. So those are the strikes that will commence, the lunchtime pickets that will commence today. However, come Wednesday, should we not find ourselves having any resolution to the demand, there will be a full-blown strike in SARS. But I must mention that we did have a meeting on Saturday with SARS, where they have actually tabled an offer which needs to be unpacked as of today, because what they gave is actually what they have in the kitty, but they did not actually give what it means in rand and cents to individuals, so that we can be able to mandate whatever that they regard as an offer, because members and workers need to know what impact does it say have into their pockets.
Are you able to share any details of what offer then they made?
Yes, of course. They actually made an offer that talks to their budget that they have in terms of the offer would be. They offered about 500 million as what they have in the kitty to provide for the increases. Remember, we have made a demand of 7% plus CPI. So we need to quantify that money into a percentage so that we can go back to members. And members can give a response as to whether it responds to their demands.
Ruben, do you mind explaining the rationale behind the 7% plus CTI? I mean, if you go with May's figures, that could take you up to 12.9%. That does seem exceedingly high.
No, if you consider the economic situation and the fact that in 2020, the same SARS could not give us a full increase in terms of our resolution. Let me start by saying, in all that time, they gave us 3.9% instead of 7% that we have agreed to. We also being in a situation now that the current inflation rate is 5.9%. You hear IMF and the Moody's and other the predictions that are made that by the end of this year, our inflation will be more than 8.2% as a country. So if you take also the fact that the petrol price, which obviously has a huge impact on affordability of members as consumers, and you hear that even in the next, just as next week in South Africa again, we're going to see a dramatic increase in terms of petrol price of more than 3 rands. You look at the price of cooking oil. You look at the cost, the transport cost. Unfortunately, workers also no longer have a reliable transport in the country. As you know, that we don't have Prada anymore where they could ride on trains. So all that combined tells that workers are worse off. In fact, they are in a situation that if you are going to equate in the current inflation of 5.9% to an increase, that would be an insult. In fact, the power of purchase of workers has long been eroded. We are trying to put them in a position where they can be able to purchase.
All right. So what will be happening today is both the picketing, but I imagine you will be taking the offer back to the members, and while at the same time trying to understand from SARS, what does it mean for individuals?
For individuals, is that we expect that the lunchtime pickets would show the employer that we are very serious with making sure that we get our increase. And obviously, as much as you understand the operations of SARS, when talking about lunchtime, especially if you go to the ports of entry, it will have a serious backlog of the ports of entries where goods and services would be disrupted. So, but unfortunately, that's the nature of the strike.
Indeed. Ruben, thank you very much. We'll certainly keep tabs on developments and various services that are provided there. Ruben Lega is a spokesperson for the Public Servants Association of South Africa.